Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all God's fullness. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at his work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Galatians 5, verse 22 to 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law.
This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So my preaching this morning is going to be aimed at you guys, but I'm sure we can all pick up from it. So my question for you is, do you guys like the outdoors or science? Do you guys like outdoors and science? Yeah? I do too. And I was actually reading recently about a group of aspen trees down in Utah called Pando. Have you guys ever heard of Pando? Has anyone heard of Pando? So Pando is no ordinary group of trees. You see, Pando isn't a group of trees at all, but rather it was discovered in the 1970s to be one huge tree, one organism that came from one seed, and it has a powerful and vast root structure that spreads underground and then sends up new shoots and new trees, and that's how it spreads. And it all does this from the huge root structure that sustains it. Pando is believed to be the largest and densest organism ever found. It's a whole forest of interconnected trees. It covers an area of 103 acres. That's about a kilometer. It's about a kilometer by about 700 meters wide. And it's estimated that it weighs about 13.1 million pounds. It's pretty amazing. Now, some of you may know where Utah is and what the climate is like there. You see, Pando lives in a place where there's desert-like conditions at some times of the year. And so at times there's very little water, and at times it's even exposed to fires. And yet this massive organism is sustained by an incredibly strong and robust root system. Isn't that amazing? As I was reading about this, it just kind of blew me away. And the roots are vital to this tree. And so I want to talk more about roots, about tree roots specifically with you all. What do the roots of a tree do? You guys know what the roots of a tree do? There's two main things that the tree roots do. Keep them in place, that's right. It stops them from falling over. Without roots to anchor the tree and support it, it would fall over, right? It wouldn't be able to stand up. What else do the roots do? You guys have any ideas? Go ahead, Eli. Yeah, bring it food and water. It nourishes the tree, and which is what gives it life, right? That's a very important thing that it does too. The roots are extremely important to the life of the tree. Without them, they couldn't live, right? And we see that when we cut a tree down, right? When you cut a tree down, you're essentially cutting the roots off. And the first thing it does is it falls over and then it dies, right? So, you know what else is neat about Pando? The roots are even more important, because it's through the roots that the trees share nutrients and water and survive. And so there's at some points, there's one part of the tree that maybe isn't getting enough water over this whole area. If it's a little drier in one area, the trees will send water through the roots to the other parts of the tree to help take care of it. And so they give of themselves to care for the other trees. With the Pando trees, all these trees that appear to be individuals are actually one organism. They're one living thing connected through the roots. Their source of stability is their roots as well, and it anchors them and it feeds them, right? And this is what our relationship with God is like too. We all appear to be individuals, and we are, but we are all one organism. We are all deeply connected through our common roots in the Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And through him, we're connected to God. He's our anchor and our support system. He is the one we are rooted in. He is the one who feeds us and nourishes us and sustains us as we face a harsh world. And he empowers us to give of ourselves to help others when we see them in need, just like Pando does. And this is why we hear repeated in Scripture this metaphor of being rooted in God. God is the vine and we are the branches. This magnificent world, because God has already designed this magnificent world, and we are already using, and he was already using these plants in a similar way. We see reflections of God in his creation, giving him glory. This tree metaphor is such a fundamental picture of our relationship with God. We see it in the very first psalm, right? In the first psalm, the one who delights in the Lord is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in season, and its leaf does not wither, and all that he does prospers. Now, some of you might be pretty clever, and I imagine some of you are thinking about our verse and wondering, hold on there, Pastor Jay. It doesn't say rooted in Jesus or God. It says rooted in love. Yeah, you're right. It does say that. But we remember what it says in 1 John 4, verse 8, where John makes clear, anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. And if we listen to our verse again, we hear Paul praying to God for us and showing us that being rooted in love is what helps us understand more clearly the depths of who our God is and how he will fill us with himself. Listen to what Paul says again carefully. He says, I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. The fullness of God is understood when we are rooted love. We begin to get a glimpse of this love in those we love the most, in our families, right? We love our families, and so that gives us a glimpse of this love. But from Paul here, it sounds like God's love goes far beyond what we can imagine, far beyond our families. In fact, Jesus tells us we are to extend love even to our enemies. You see, boys, we like to limit love to our families. It keeps us safe. It makes life easier. We compromise for our families and give of ourselves and truly love them. But Jesus tells us in the Sermon on the Mount that just loving those who love us is nothing special. Even the tax collectors do that. Even non-believers do that. Everyone loves those who love them, right? It seems that with God, his love goes much farther than ours. Paul in 1 Corinthians 13 tells us that we can have all the love, or we can have all the wisdom and faith in the world. We can do all things for the poor, but if we don't have love, it's nothing. Understanding our God, being filled with our God, is being rooted in this kind of love. This love supports us as Christians in all that we do. It gives us life and sustains us As we, like the pando tree, give of ourselves to help others. It motivates us to do things with joy and peace and gentleness rather than grumbling or out of duty like the Pharisees. Love is a very important motivator as to why we do what we do. So now that we have a clear understanding of the importance of roots, let's take a look at fruits. You guys know what this is? What is it? Yeah. Could you make one of these? Yeah. Could you make one yourself? Your hands? No, we can't make them ourselves, can we? Well, how could you make one? You said with a tree, right? And we've talked about this already. We cannot make an apple without a tree, and the tree can't survive without its roots. You cannot have fruits without the roots. It's a pretty simple concept, really. In the Bible, in another part of the Bible, Paul wrote about good ways and bad ways of being, right? And when he described the good ways of being, he called them the fruit of the Spirit, right? It's the fruit that God produces in us through his Holy Spirit when we're rooted in him. You guys know what the fruit of the Spirit are? What are they? Can you name some?
Love and joy.
Yeah, love, joy.
Peace, patience.
Kindness, goodness.
Forbearance.
Yeah, forbearance, gentleness, faithfulness. Self-control, right? That's all of them. And how do we become loving and joyful and gentle and peaceful? Do we just try our best? Does that work?
No.
Under our own powers, we can love our families, but what about our enemies? That's real love. That's the real fruit of the Spirit, is when we can do that even for our enemies. But we can't seem to do that, can we? What happens?
We don't
do it. Why is that? Do we know? Yeah, that's right, because sin is in the world, right? And it makes us self-centered. We're worried about ourselves and not others, right? But we know that we are similar to a tree. We just heard Paul use this metaphor, and we know that it's in the first Psalm, and even Jesus himself uses this metaphor. Just like we can't build an apple tree without roots, in order to live out of the fruit of the Spirit, the depths Jesus calls us, we must be rooted in Jesus. And so what does it look like to be rooted in Jesus? How do we grow in this love? It's a tough one, eh? You guys have any ideas? Yeah. It is a tough one. I'm glad that we don't have to try and figure out how to do it, right? We have the scriptures and we have thousands of years of Christian wisdom to help teach us and show us how to grow into this kind of love. People have looked to Jesus and said, hey, look at these things that Jesus did to remain rooted in the Father. Maybe we should engage in those things too, right? And so it's things like prayer and knowing the scriptures well and enjoying times of silence and solitude with the Father and enjoying fellowship with others and partaking in the Lord's Supper. These are all some of the ways that God grows us in his likeness and grows us deeper rooted in him and in his love. There are many things that we can do to grow deeper rooted in love in order to bear these fruits of the Spirit, but sometimes we get distracted and we want to make fruit ourselves. Sometimes we get confused about what the fruit really is that we're supposed to be striving for. We look at wrong things. We look at worldly things as fruit, like having lots of people in church or gaining worldly power or money. These are all things that we can sometimes aim for. And so we try to get these things however we can, but we're trying to make our own apple, right? But we can't make an apple without roots. It seems kind of silly, doesn't it? But God makes clear, if we want his fruit, the fruit of the Spirit, we must be rooted in him. And when we read the Bible and when we pray and we take times of silence and solitude and we encounter God through our brothers and sisters in Christ and through the Lord's Supper, God speaks to us powerfully, and he changes our motives. We begin to taste the fruit of the Spirit as he fills us with love and joy and peace and patience. Even for those we once saw as our enemies. There's one more cool thing about the pando tree that I want to share with you guys today. The word pando actually is a Latin word that means I spread. It's a word that means I spread. Most individual trees stay where they're planted, and they only reach as far as their canopy leaves reach, right? But the pando tree can spread. The roots dig underground, and then they send up new shoots, and new trees prop up. And as we experience the fruit of the Spirit and we live them out, the Lord spreads his roots and takes roots in others as well. As others taste and experience the fruit of the Spirit that has been growing in us, the gentleness and the kindness and the patience and the love of God, that God is working through us. And so, cadets, I ask you this morning, what are you rooted in? How are you filled with the fruit of the Spirit? What does love look like in your life? What does it look like for you as cadets? How do you allow the roots and fruits of God to spread through you? What does that look like in your neighborhood or at school? When you see someone who's alone and has no friends, what do you do? Do you have the courage to show them the fruit of the Spirit, to go and spend time with them, to show them love, being with them, right? And doing that, even if that means that other kids will make fun of you for it. That can be the hard thing, right? Because so many will avoid the people that are alone. But that's not what we see Jesus do, right? Jesus would go and spend time with the people that were alone, even when other people were yelling at him for it. And that's what he's calling us to do. And that's where we see the fruit of the Spirit and that love and gentleness and kindness shown to all others. So what do you cadets do to spread God's roots? Perhaps you could go out and serve the community and be a good citizen. Maybe that means going out with garbage bags and picking up garbage in the city. Or maybe it means going to some seniors in town, people in the church or maybe people not in the church, and cutting their grass for them. Right? We got to use our holy creativity and come up with ways to love those in our community, to be rooted in love and to be allowing that fruit to be born for all to see so others can get a taste of that fruit and see the truth in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Right? And so I encourage you boys and I encourage all of you to take some time to stop. Allow that holy creativity to work in you. How can God use you to spread the roots so new shoots are popping up in Exeter? So people experience God's love, taste and see that the Lord is good. And we can do all this to God's praise, honor, and glory. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, we give you thanks. We give you thanks that it's through love that we see the incredible expanse of who you are. Lord, we just pray that you help us to step outside of our comfort zones at times, to be able to love beyond our capacity, trusting in you, knowing that you will be there and you will guide and keep us. To walk alongside those who are lonely and lost, showing them your love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, and all the fruit of your Spirit, Lord. May we do all these things, Lord, to your praise, honor, and glory. Amen.